Can you woo woo woo? Can you woo 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 woo? Toria with that Android problem.
Oh hell.
Hell yeah.
Android got some water in its circuits.
I know, right? Or it could be the Wi-Fi.
I'm here now.
You better be here. Alright. What up, world? How you feeling? How you living? This your main man, Torian Terrell, aka Mr. Preppy Boy, and I'm in the building with my brother Duke,
aka
No, it's just me.
I ain't gonna aka y'all right now.
And I'm also here with my little sis, Toria,
hi,
and her Android.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
It's been a minute since we really recorded on Anchor, man. It's been a hot minute. How y'all
it's
feeling?
About 3 years, man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a few years. Yeah, just about.
2018?
Just about. How y'all feeling on this weekday? And we're recording on a weekday.
I'm not feeling too bad. Wednesday feels like a Friday for some reason.
You know, I ain't gonna
Friday. I'll say like a Thursday.
No, it did. It did feel like Friday to me.
Yeah, it felt like the end of the week.
Toria.
Not for me.
Not for you. Did you just get in from work or something?
No, I was actually off yesterday, so today feels like a Monday.
Oh, lucky you. Oh, wait, huh? It was nice today.
You only got 3 days left, 2 days left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after like working Monday, being off on Tuesday, then coming back Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's just not. No.
Oh, it feels like a Monday. Gotcha.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, eating something? What is all that breathing and mouth movement? What the hell?
It's something you should be used to. It's nothing. It's called inhaling and exhaling.
Loudly. So you can hear.
Everything. Out the mouth. I told you, we will purge this evening. We will have all the people's ears wide open in their ear holes.
And I can't say, AKA button at the soup kitchen. I can't say I want a butt naked soup kitchen, but you can have a whole ear opening. Nasty, just.
The cavity of the ear hole has now been protruded with our vocal oral abilities.
You just don't want my butt naked soup kitchen to take off. I understand.
I swear to God, you like the second person to say some shit like that to me today.
Somebody else had a butt naked soup kitchen?
No, man.
The hell is
it was my boy at the gig, man. Shout out to Antoine, man. He's stupid. You sound just like him. He's like, come on, man. You don't want me to perspire. I said, perspire? What?
Because
I'm a black man. I was like, I.T.I.
That's crazy.
But no, man. Just wanted to get on here, you know, and freestyle like we used to. You know what I'm saying? We really have no clear direction. We just going, just talking, man.
Just off the top, freestyling.
Just off the top, you know what I'm saying? Cut the beat. Just freestyling.
Boom, 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 boom. That's my beat.
I said cut the beat. I didn't say give me a beat.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I need my butt naked soup kitchen. So I can stay off the music shit.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, though?
Nothing, man. Just shit.
What's happening? What's the dilly, yo?
The dilly hit you. What you were saying? What's the dilly, yo?
You said it so awkward. Like, what's the dilly, yo?
No, we did the podcast last Saturday and shit, you know, and want y'all to check that out. Actually, somebody asked me, when are we going to get back on YouTube? I was like, well, shit. When YouTube allowed me to go live, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you have to have...
You have to have so many people...
Views and subscribers and stuff like
that. Yeah, I think that's just kind of whack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta start from somewhere, though.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. But that's how YouTube... Because YouTube used to be like that. All of a sudden, like, you know, they got popular, like, early 2000s.
People have actual careers on YouTube.
Right. Like, you know, money, advertising is involved with them and shit. So it's like, You know, the powers that be.
They want their platform to make them money. So the more people, or the more channels that they have a lot of viewers,
right,
it's better for their pockets.
Right.
They don't care about the little guy.
Right.
You can still just like record and then post on YouTube, right?
You could, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. No.
But it's
algorithms and shit.
Yeah, as far as algorithms go, it'll take forever to get to a point. It's like probably a year or two.
Right.
But, I'm sorry. I'm just hearing a lot of breathing and grunting going on. What is happening right now?
That's too real.
That ain't me, man.
With the butt naked soup kitchen going on too.
You know what this
shit.
Oh
shit, here we go.
Chop that tomato, girl.
My virgin ears.
yes, Toria has virgin ears.
YouTube
got a lot of stipulations though.
Yeah, and it sucks, you know. But it is what it is, you know. We'll get there. We'll get there.
So, breaking news in podcast world. Did y'all hear about that? I know Tori didn't hear. She don't really pay attention to other podcasts, I don't think.
No, she don't.
Fuck yeah.
You don't.
The Joe Budden podcast.
What happened? Oh, he got the second podcast.
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, he put his boys on. They doing a separate one. But the original team is no longer.
You and Toria.
Oh.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
They're no longer a team anymore.
Oh, word? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he actually fired Rory on air.
That's fucked.
But Rory technically wasn't there, so he didn't really fire him on air like physically.
Mm.
But verbally, he fired him on air.
And what Maul say?
Maul wasn't there either.
Again, wait. So
both were not present during this particular. Fucked. Yeah, because I don't know. I watched it the last two episodes, and it looked funky. Like the first one back, I expected it to be a little funky,
right?
Because they were back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then the second one had kind of like that same energy, and it was like I could tell Joe was trying to like move the podcast along like in a funny way.
Right.
But he was also kind of quiet too. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't saying a lot, and it was evident. And Maul is already quiet.
Yeah, Maul.
But his silence was even worse. It was just like.
So it was just like a lot of tension. Like they wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't real bad. No full blown like argument though.
No, it wasn't a full blown argument. It was just bad tension. Like you could literally see the tension.
Wow.
I'm
looking at it right now. Toria's gone again.
Seriously?
Yeah. I am looking at it right now. That's crazy.
You can bring her back in though, right?
She's back here. She's back.
Okay, cool.
That Android.
Because I thought you could do that.
My phone locks, let me change my settings. When my phone locks, when it goes to sleep, it turns off.
It does that Android stuff. Right, right.
Oh, fuck you.
Right, no, right.
But,
that's crazy. Joe Budden unremorseful after firing co-hosts Rory and Maul. That's fucked. Like,
but it all stemmed from, it all came from, well, I won't say all of it.
Right.
Some of it was their contract. Rory and Maul, I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but basically they wanted to see how much money they were getting in the Spotify deal.
Right.
They wanted to see the money, but they had got raises. They were already getting paid. They got raises, which was a lot, which is why they was, you know, if you remember, Joe was asking, like, what y'all gonna do with y'all money? Like, y'all got some new money, like, what y'all finna do? Like, blah, blah, blah. And some of them moved. They moved to different apartments. Some of them got cars, shit like that, blah, blah, blah. So, but Rory was the main one constantly asking questions. He said he was constantly sending him emails like, yo, what does this look like? What are the numbers on this? What are the numbers on that? And Joe's whole thing was like, yo, like, this is under my name. This is my stuff. I can't show you my stuff because it's my stuff. Like, it's a business.
Right.
Like, I can't just show you my business, because if you decide to leave me, now you have all my business
information
with you. Yeah. You can have all my stuff with you. I can't show you that. Even though we're friends, I can't show you that. Like, I pay you what I, he basically was saying, like, I overpay you. Like, you're not getting shorted. Like, trust me, I'm not shorting you. Plus, in Joe's mind, he was just basically like, yo, I got other shit going on. Like, I got, like, bigger shit going on, playing for us, not just me, but us. It's under my name, but it's for us. Mm-hmm. And he was asking him about the YouTube channel and all of this stuff. He was like, yeah, that I built that from back in 2006 or 7 or some shit he was talking about. Like, when YouTube wasn't even a thing. You know what I'm saying? And Joe still got those old videos up there, like, from, like, 9 years ago.
Right.
And, so he was like, that's my channel. Like, I can't just... He's like, you can see the numbers on the channel. I mean, what you want me to do? He was like, but, but yeah, they was he was beefing. Rory was beefing with him over that. He wanted to see the numbers and all this shit. But he was
and
like,
this is after they had that little problem the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is after after they came back. And so Rory had, I guess, I can't remember if he said both of them. I think he said both of them. No, I know, no. He said Rory because he only fired Rory. He didn't fire Mark. So Rory had Joe audited. Basically, like, yo, to check his books. And he was just like, once you audit me, it's nothing else. It's nothing else we could do. It's no turning back from that. Like, that's a slap in his face. Because he was like, yo, I didn't short you anything.
Right. Like,
yeah, he was like, I shorted. He said, I shorted Ian. Ian is Joe's manager. And he was like, Ian has been shorted this entire time. And he was talking about Parks. He was talking about all of them, how they get paid. Like, he don't have a contract with Parks. That's why Parks, you know, still cool, because he was like, yo, we've been doing business. Parks was saying that they do business differently. Right. He's like, they don't do contracts because Joe is a good guy. Joe is a respectable guy. He's a responsible guy. He looks out. He's giving me jobs when shit was low. He was like, he's giving me jobs when money was low. And I've given him the same thing just because off the strength of how he act. And he was just bagging up Joe. Like, Joe ain't no shiesty motherfucker. Like, he's not finna steal from me. And even Ian was saying that. He was like, Ian was taking shorts when Joe didn't have a pot to piss in. So he was just talking. They was just talking about that, basically. And Joe was, like, upset because he was like, yo, y'all painting me as the bad guy every time. Like, I'm not the one doing anything. I'm trying to help y'all.
Right.
And he was even bringing up points that I was thinking of years ago, because Joe was trying to put Maul on, and he brought up some of these examples. He was like, yo, Maul dresses nice. He was like, I told him he could have his own show about fashion, shit like that. Maul didn't want to do it. Cool. He said, I told Maul, he was like, yo, you can have your own dating show. It don't have to be you. It can be you and somebody else. Or you could just, you know, chaperone the date or see how to date, like something involving you. And he was just like, no, I don't want to do that. He said something else about something else. Like, basically another job opportunity for him that he could make money on the side. He can have his own brand, basically. He was like, he was like, no, I'm cool. But he did all of that on air, like in the show. Like, you could literally go back and watch that shit.
So Rory and Maul are still in the wrong when it comes down to Joe Budden, this whole debacle.
Basically, what Joe said is that he understands where they're coming from.
Right.
But at no point did they say to themselves, what if them themselves are wrong? about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah. What if they're wrong about Joe? That's what he was saying. He was like, they never like had that thought popping in their head. Like, he don't know who they listening to or right. what information they might have got that is false.
Academics like, got in their head.
That was another point. That was the other point. The first wow. topic, the first topic was their contract. The second topic was academics. Because he was saying that, how could you be friends with him and he disrespects them all the time?
Right.
And even I seen a clip. I don't really like academics.
I don't either. Oh yeah.
But I did see a few clips from this other guy who was basically like, you know, showing his little clips when he was talking about Rory and Maul, especially when they had that break. And he was just basically saying how Rory had drove up to his crib, put something in his mailbox, and drove off. And I guess it was a threat. And so academics being who he is, he took it and said, yeah, I gave that directly to the FBI. I gave it to the FBI, the police, so they can know. And so Joe's whole thing was Joe said he don't even talk to academics. He don't give him no information, no nothing. He said he leaves that shit up to y'all. He said, I don't fuck around with gossip. He was like, right. If y'all got something going on personally, that's between y'all. He was just saying, like, I made money with academics at Complex. He was like, the chemistry was good. The show was good. He was like, now, if he said they've been offered jobs to do that again. But he said, we don't need to do it because we was making money. He was like, we was making money on our own. We both didn't need to do it. He said, I was getting money with y'all too. Or really with this show, with the podcast. He was like, right. I'm getting money with y'all. We rich. He was like, what else y'all want me to do? Wow. He said, y'all rich. He said, why is you paying attention to what he doing? Stay over here. I got bigger shit to do for us. So he was telling Rory, he was like, yo, he said, he asked Rory, he said, is that shit true about you sending somebody to academics' crib? And he said, and basically what he said was like, no, I didn't. Rory said, no, I didn't send anybody to his crib.
Right.
But he said, but I will confess. And then I guess he told him that he went himself. So he was telling him, but he didn't say that. Joe didn't say that he told him that. I'm just assuming that's what he did. But Joe was basically saying like, yo, I'm trying to get $100 million contracts out here. And you talking about fucking academics. You worried about academics.
Wow.
He said, imagine I come to somebody and he was basically saying like, these companies that come to him don't give a fuck about Rory. They don't give a fuck about Maul. They don't give a fuck about Parks. They barely give a fuck about me. They only care about our numbers. That's it. He said, they only see us as a number. They don't give a fuck about our friendships and none of that. So if you leave, that don't mean nothing to them. So he was basically like, you gotta chill. Like, you talking about academics, y'all worried about this nigga, like,
He ain't nobody.
Right. I'm trying to get y'all niggas $100 million. Because
I'm trying to do for you, Duke and Toria. I'm trying to get y'all $1 billion.
I'm not greedy though. I don't give a fuck.
See, you done fucked up the whole shit.
Money don't bother me, man. Money does not move me. I'm not greedy at all.
Ain't nobody here greedy.
But I mean, you never know. Money true. Changes people.
Yeah.
Money changes people. So you never know.
Tell me about it.
But
fuck that.
Toria got new weave in her hair. Get that stemmy. She got new weave in her hair. She got new weave.
I don't know. Good one. I don't know.
She got cat ears on the head now.
I did see the cat ears.
I wear cat ears. I don't do weave and stuff. She done bought
amaretto liquor. She stuck up. Green smucker fucker
fucker. In a bag. I seen, you know what I'm saying? Alcohol in a bag. Like, who does?
Oh,
like,
man.
Do
you
people do that.
Damn.
Y'all talking mad shit now.
Nah, Toria. You changed. You changed a lot.
Big time. She's man. Big time now.
I wonder why. Who the fuck was it that gave me that nasty ass acid of a damn moonshine?
Toria? Acid? Acid?
Acid.
Damn, you kick with people that give you acid? Damn, Duke. Me and you used to mess with people that's getting us just some weed. Damn. Acid, you stepped your game up. I don't know who give you acid. But no. Nah. Yeah. But nah, I no, I feel you. Like,
ass, okay.
Who gave you ass? Wow. Look at, see, she done changed. She biracial now.
Damn.
Oh my god! You just took away my whole fucking black card too.
No, it took away. Hey, when you greedy like that, when you greedy like that, that's what happens. See,
who the fuck said I was greedy? You being mad that she stopped?
No, Tori, you don't want to change. You don't want to change. You yell at me and Duke like we children.
I yelled at y'all. We've been trying to be
righteous black brothers to this sister, and she treat us like shit.
Ass, bro. Look at her, whole ass.
Look, see, she tells she has to kiss her whole ass. That's
crazy.
It's racist. It's all that, man.
Explain racist.
Hey, changing topics a little bit. Now, did y'all see the verses last week?
I seen a little bit.
I watched the whole thing, and I tell you this, it felt like the Five Heartbeats. You know, the part where the Five Heartbeats go up on the stage and the dudes stop playing the piano and screwing them up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. Because Escape...
Who was screwing up?
Well, actually, it was Spinderella. Somebody did something. It was something, of course. So I forget what song they were doing, but it was like double the song. One part was going super duper fast, and mm-hmm. then the other part was going slow. And Coco was like, "What the fuck is going on?" She was singing it, and I'm like, "Damn!" And I'm like, "Cause they in Atlanta.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. They in Atlanta, and it felt like it was so biased. But SWV still won to me. But it was just so fucking biased because Atlanta was all in that building, and Taj from SWV was like, "Man, Atlanta up in here, ain't they?" Like, everybody in Atlanta's in here?
Damn.
Like, nobody from New York was in there besides they kids. You know what I'm saying? And it was just... It was to me. And I felt like they should have met at a mutual place, like in Kentucky or somewhere, not mm-hmm. Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? And to me...
The hometown of the...
I say California.
Yeah, even California, because it was just... I just felt it was just too biased.
Take them out of that whole, like... atmosphere.
Damn, right.
Yeah, just take them out that whole atmosphere.
Because Escape had did a song, I forgot what song they did, but Tiny was like, T.I.'s wife was like, it's the only song I got on here, and I didn't get to finish my song. And the crowd was like, let them do the song. Let them redo the song. And wow. Taj from SWV was like, no, we finna sing Rain Down On Me. She kept saying that, and she looked at the crowd like, wow, Atlanta really in here, huh? So they let them do, they let Escape do the whole song. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around and they let SWV do the whole song. I'm like, because y'all won't finna let them do that whole song and have SWV do like 45 seconds of theirs.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's why I said it was just too biased. I didn't see what Timbaland and Swiss had to say about it, but I hope they said something about it, like they said something about Alicia Keys and Ashanti shit.
Yeah, women tend to get catty, man. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah. Toria, you're so catty. Meow.
Shut the fuck up.
See how she talked to us? See how she talked to us, y'all?
Perfect example.
Exactly. We compliment you, and you just saying, lick my whole ass.
That was no damn compliment.
Shit on my... Let me shit on your face. No damn compliment. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to piss on you.
Fucking God.
Like, this is so disrespectful.
Yeah, but I had SWV winning that one, though.
Yeah, I had them too, because sure enough, I was right. Five or seven songs.
They came first, right?
No, it came around the same time.
I thought SWV came first.
SWV probably like a few months, but then Escape came. Huh. You know what I'm saying? And you got to remember, Atlanta is like their whole metropolis of music. So Escape probably could have came first, like before, like three other groups. But New York, they came from SWV was like from New York, and so New York was top. So
I didn't know where they was from.
Yeah, that's what, like, oh yeah, Atlanta. But SWV was like New York, Sean. We got a song with Wu-Tang Kid. I'm about to do the flow. I'm about to do Method Man's flow. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? And forgive me, New Yorkers, if y'all listen to this, I'm sorry. I suck at accents. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because that was terrible.
I know.
I don't even know you from the right borough.
See, fuck you, nigga.
I don't know what borough you're from. That's like a suburb.
So, what? That's a Rochester, New York.
Probably.
Nah, they gonna get my ass. Nah, pause.
No, like Delaware. You from Delaware? Delaware. You like a whole nother state over.
I can't be from. I can't be from Vermont.
Nah. They don't even talk like that.
Yeah,
up there.
Yeah. How they talk? Duke went to Vermont University.
They don't have nothing. They don't have nothing like.
They're like us.
A real accent. They sound like they from Wisconsin.
I moved to Wisconsin.
I didn't know Wisconsians had an accent.
They actually do. It's like Don Chernow, something like that.
Yeah, it's, put it over down now.
Yeah, they like Fargo. I can't think of that.
It's weird.
It's like Bobby's World, Mom. Don Chernow, Bobby.
Don Chernow.
Don Chernow, Bobby.
You guys are nuts.
Yeah, I'll say, hey.
Speaking of all this tish, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Mom.
Speaking of all this tension and shit, I sent you guys something a while ago that we didn't get to talk about.
What?
Since y'all got kids, y'all got the babies, I'm gonna ask y'all.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Ask it. Ask it.
Ask it.
Are you gonna be mad and disrespectful? All the guys you have time, though.
Like, one, I'm not mad. And two, I ain't disrespectful. I ain't disrespecting
you
nothing.
You being mad and disrespectful, bro. Like,
I ain't disrespecting nothing.
What the fuck, bro?
Get on with it, eh?
Like,
don't you know?
So there was this post with basically a bunch of screenshots that people were going back and forth about. But there was this couple, they're co-parenting, and the baby daddy's girlfriend disciplined their kid. And the baby mama got super mad and upset, like, don't put your fucking hands on my kid. And dude's like, nah, man, like, it's cool, like, you know. She was acting up, so she needs to get disciplined. Like, I'm there, like, don't worry about it. And she's like, no, but don't put your hands on my kid, though. It's like, oh. So how do y'all feel about that?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't have anybody that's not my child's parent touch my child.
In no way.
In no way, shape, or form. Unless you are, like, pulling them away from danger or carrying them away from danger, don't put your hand on my child. All you got to do is say they father or they mother gonna whoop their ass, and that should be it.
Okay,
straight up.
So, so I read it again. So he was like, I gave her permission to do what she gotta do, and she was like, nah, like, don't be putting your hands on my kid, like, period.
But here's the thing. Here's why this is more psychological than anything for the parent. Because one, you're giving power to somebody else.
Sorry.
Dropping
out. Yep, that Android. Go ahead, brother. You can continue.
But yeah, it's more than one way this is a problem. Because
Android.
I'm here. No,
I was just saying it's more than one way this is a problem. But one reason is that the parent or the guardian, I should say, that is not the actual biological parent should have other ways of talking to that child besides putting their hand on them. Because I understand that respect is going to be a little iffy in the beginning.
Right.
So putting your hand on that child makes no sense to me because you haven't earned the right. If the child isn't listening to you, that's because you haven't earned that respect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't be putting your hand on my child. Outside of that, the father or whoever, let's take the sex out of it. If it's man or woman, it don't matter. You should not be giving that type of power to another person.
That's not the parent.
Right. That is not the parent. Right. You shouldn't be doing that. They have to earn that child's respect. Just like you earn a man's or an adult woman's respect. You have to earn it at times. You know what I'm saying? It's given, but to a child, you got to earn it.
Right.
Because they shouldn't be just giving you respect anyway. Right. But you just got to earn that. That's all I got on it, though. But yes, I think he was wrong for that. It's other ways to discipline children or to get across to them that you should respect this person. Like, that's the father's job to be like, yo, no, listen to her. Like, right. Respect her. Like,
because that person is authority. Like,
yeah.
You know, if I'm not around, then you have to listen to them.
Exactly. And you can't just, you know, sit there and be like, that's a discussion you and the mother have to have.
Right.
You can't just say, I'm gonna do this just because it's my house. Like, that's ignorant. Like, that's stupid. Like, that's y'all child. Like, it's not about your house, it's about the child. You know what I'm saying? How would that child feel? I don't want somebody that I don't know beating on me. Like, what the fuck is you hitting me for?
Right, and that's like how all types of shit happen.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be, I'm gonna be, if I'm the child, I'm gonna look at them like, yo, you pissing me off just by hitting me. You're not, right. I'm still not gonna respect you. What does that mean? Now I wanna fight you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, or kill you.
Yeah, you're not my fucking parent. I don't give a fuck about you. That's where the talk comes in now. You gotta talk first to these kids. So no, I don't agree with that shit.
I don't agree with it either, and I also see it as like some people don't know how to properly talk or deal with kids, especially in our community. Our parents are really aggressive, so like the smallest thing that like some kids do, they instantly get like, I witnessed it so many times, like a toddler being a toddler, a two-year-old being a two-year-old, you know, picking up stuff in the store, not even a warning, like they just get popped out of nowhere. Yeah. And especially if you bring in a stranger into that, they don't know those boundaries. They don't know, like, those. They have a really weak trigger. So if your kid, like, you know, just being a kid, you know, running around playing the grass or whatever, and they instantly just getting popped back to back, it's like, bro, like, you need to chill on that shit. Like, at least talk to them first, like, know how to discipline a kid. But bringing a stranger into that makes it so much worse.
Yeah.
Because then you need to teach like a whole new boundary that they don't know nothing about. They just learn about what they grew up on, and you know. So I don't agree with it either.
Yeah. I agree with what both of you guys said. I really have nothing to say because y'all both said it all. I mean, shit. You know, like Duke said, you have to earn it. You know, and Toria, you saying that, yo, it's worse if you bring somebody in who is nobody that this child even know of. And if he's in there, he's fresh, like 6 months in, and a child like, you hitting on me and you ain't my daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know, I've had friends that had that situation happen, and they fought the motherfucker. They whooped his ass. Him and his brothers. His 7-year-old brother and his 12-year-old brother whooped this dude ass, this grown man ass. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
So this brings up a follow-up question. I don't mean to cut you off, Terrell.
No, you good. You good.
So growing up, you know, I grew up in a house with my grandparents too. So it was us, my parents, my grandma had 5 boys. Like, all of us was in one house, right? So with us, me and my brother, it was mom, dad, and grandma disciplined us. Did you guys have that too? Because I know a lot of people who only
That's...
like grandma, granddad, like they didn't.
Yeah.
But not me. My grandma passed away in 89 before she even whooped me. My auntie had, you know, told me to get a switch off the tree, and that's the only person that outside of my mom and my dad that whooped my ass. That's about it.
And see, that's the thing. Like, my aunts and uncles, they never whooped me. Like, only it was a normal thing. Like, only parents and grandparents, mom, dad, grandma, granddad had a right to like whoop you or whatever. But like aunts, uncles, like my mom's sister or my mom's brother, like they weren't allowed to touch us.
I got my ass beat. My mama whooped my ass.
All 6,012 all of Duke guys ass whooped.
My mama whooped my ass. And then when she got tired of whooping my ass, she'll send me to my she sent me to my grandmama's one time. She would send me to my grandma's one time because I got suspended and she had to work the next day. So she was like, you're not going to be home playing a game and all that other shit. But my grandmother had permission to whoop my ass too.
Oh yeah, grandma has to. That's grandma's shit.
But she didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. She was just pretending. She was, matter of fact, I can say this now.
Man, you're lucky ass. I fucking hate you.
I'm not lucky. I was a good kid. My mother beat me into that though. Like, I wanted to be bad, but my mother
beat me into it.
Yeah. Like, anytime I went anywhere else, she was like, listen, when you go outside, when you go to somebody else's house, remember, you represent me. So if you fuck up, that means I'm fucking up. So right. then I gotta fuck you up. So
damn, that's like some nigga in the street.
Yeah, so she was like, chill, you gotta chill. Like, you go over there, you act accordingly. Don't act like a fucking asshole. I'm like, all right, I got you. So I was chill. Yeah, like even my auntie, she was like, I used to spend the summer with my aunt. And my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin. Mm. My aunt told me, she was like, your mama told me I could whoop your ass, right? But I know you're good. I know you're not gonna do nothing. So you all right. But I ain't never do nothing. I ain't getting in trouble. Like when I went to my grandma's house that one time, I wasn't supposed to be watching TV, none of that. But I was over there watching TV and she was just like, my mama called, she was like, what that boy over there doing?
Oh my God.
My grandma said, oh, he over there. He's sleeping. He was reading a book. He was chilling. He ain't been doing nothing. I turned the TV off. He ain't been watching no TV. Man, I've been all outside watching TV, eating ice cream. Grandma held me down.
I ain't gonna front, dude, but you are kind of lucky. I don't know if you remember that time we was in high school and we got suspended. And y'all came to my house, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that whole day, y'all was at the house and everything. So after y'all left, school had called my mom, said my dad, whatever. And my mom whooped my ass, all 15-year-old of me. She whooped my ass, took away every fucking thing. And I never told y'all that shit. I was on lockdown. I don't know if y'all remember, y'all didn't see me that whole summer.
He was like, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And I didn't come out all that time. I said, nah, I'm chilling, man. I ain't doing nothing.
Bro.
That's why. Yeah.
That same time. I didn't get in trouble, but I think because after that day, like I spent the night at one of their cribs. I think it was.
You was at Bilal. No, it was Bilal's crib.
Bilal, yeah.
I think it was Bilal.
I spent the night at Bilal's crib. Then I went home later, like the next day. And then my mama. but my mother had all the numbers to everywhere, so it wasn't nowhere I could hide. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't have mine. Oh yeah, she did. I forgot.
So when I went home, that's when she was like, "Yo, you can't go nowhere. The fuck is you talking about for a whole 2 weeks?"
She.
I was like, "Damn."
She.
And then I chilled for like two, maybe like a week, and cause Chris dumbass, he kept calling every day.
Yep. Hey, what you doing?
So, well, yeah, what you doing? You can't get out? What you doing? What you doing?
Oh, my God.
That sounds just like his ass. Man. What you doing?
Yeah, so my mama was looking at me all like sobbing, so like being, you know what I'm saying, just depressed around the house. She's like, go on here, go outside. Get the fuck out of my house.
Nice. I wish I had that. I was on lockdown that whole summer.
Yeah, man. My mama wasn't too bad. She was cool.
They used to, okay, so I used to get whoopings like.
You younger. Still do what you're talking about.
Shut the fuck up. But as I got older, like my dad flipped it. So at first, okay, so when we were younger, my dad was like the main, well, my mom and my dad, but my dad used to do it like the worst. So at first we had an option of the hand or the butt. So that's when we would option. Have to like hold out our hand. No, it was. The hand or the butt. So that meant like either you get a whooping on your butt, so he tore that ass up, or you would hold out your hand and he'll swack it with a belt. That shit hurt.
Man, like, wait, no, I take that back. I had that. I had that, Tori. I had that too.
That was the worst. Oh my God. So we always chose the butt because the hand, like we'll be trying to flinch, like pull it away, and he'll be like, we ain't.
Have you ever got whooping with the belt buckle by mistake? Like they meant to have you hit you with the belt, but it ended up because they so mad at you, they grab the belt, just grab it anyway, and they hit you with that shit?
Ooh, no.
No, that happened to me.
I got whacked with a motherfucking cutting board, my nigga.
Damn. That was perfect.
That was perfect. That was good.
Okay, so that used to be the option. Then when we got older, it was either the whooping or the punishment.
Oh, man.
So we'll always choose punishment. And it'll be like, my mom, she was like really clever with it. Like she said, so our punishment used to be no TV until after 6 o'clock. And even then, we can only watch Channel 11.
Oh, what? You were stuck looking at nothing.
Imagine watching Channel 11, watching no these wonder. Weird documentaries and like those.
He said, no wonder.
Fuck you.
He said, no wonder. No
wonder.
After
it
6?
It was so after 6.
What the fuck is on Channel 11 after 6?
Nothing.
Some weird shit. It's not the cartoons fuck? At all. And we grew up on Channel 11. Like, it was Nickelodeon, Disney here and there, but our main channel was Channel 11. God.
Break me out, someone.
No TV until after 6 o'clock, and you can only watch Channel 11.
God, it's your mother is triggering
that's
me.
How I know, right? Books. That's how I got into my puzzle. I'm like, I'm not even gonna turn on this TV. It was depressing. It was like some weird Egyptian like documentaries about tombs and stuff, and other documentaries about nature. It was just some random.
No
shit
fucking wonder.
I was like, oh hell no.
I mean, like at times, like the at times, Channel 11 used to have like the animals and shit. Like I'll watch the fish get eaten by a shark or some shit, or a whale. Because water fascinates me, even though I can't swim for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit fascinates me. But other than that, I don't know what the fuck you watching. I Love Lucy or something? What?
No, that shit didn't come on no damn Channel 11.
I don't know. Like, shit. Like, that's
it, it was always like some weird shows or like weird documentaries that I was just not
As into. I've gotten older, Channel 11 got good to me. But
This would have been a great segue for like Mother's Day information, but that's dope. So shout out to the mothers.
Yes, happy belated Mother's Day to all the queens.
Yes.
Here or in heaven.
Facts. Yeah. But Channel 11 did have one thing that I did like on it outside of the you know, Sesame Street and shit like that.
Hmm.
That was adult-ish. And this is where I learned to like mysteries.
Oh yeah.
Mystery Theater. What was the name of that? Was that the name of it?
Yeah, it was Mystery Theater.
It was something. It had a
or
name.
It
was something.
Masterpiece Theater.
Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah.
That shit was off the chain as a kid. Because it came on like a cartoon.
Before my time.
No, it came on like
here we go with this shit.
It came on like a little animation, but it was like kind of like nightmarish, like a little. Like it was a nightmare, and then it come on, and it's like a show about a mystery. But it was good though. This is at like 12 at night. Like you had to be up watching this shit. Like this was after they stopped doing the whole like. No, they didn't stop doing that.
Doing what?
Remember at like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, the shit would just go blank. Like every channel was just like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was just turn off.
No,
yeah, that shit was just turn off.
MASH will come on. When MASH will come on, that's when it's time to go to sleep.
Oh man,
I hated MASH. MASH was definitely like fuck. Hey, like ain't nothing like,
song.
Right.
MASH, yep. Man.
Oof. You know you had to go do some other shit the next day. That was boring as fuck.
Because even the theme song was boring. Like
it used to make me sad.
Because good shit went off and you like.
I used to cry because I'm like, there's nothing else on. I'm awake. I don't know what to do. So
I heard it was low key a comedy.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't know that.
You know what? It was. You know, I watched a few episodes when it came on during the day, so it was a pretty cool show. But that hour at night, it was not.
It was on for an hour.
No,
about 30 minutes.
No, but at that like that time of night when it came on, like late at night, it wasn't a good vibe at all.
I liked a lot of those old shows though, low key. The one with the mustache cops, not a. The ones that pulled you over. Who?
Dick Van Dyke Show?
No. Younger than that.
Blue Chips or Chips? You said with mustache. You said mustache.
They was in the office the whole time. They was just
Dragnet.
No, it wasn't Dragnet. I know that.
No, I know which one you're talking about.
There was a black dude, a white dude, and they had a white boss.
Yeah. Are you talking about Reno 911?
No. This is older than that.
It's like an old like black and white show, right?
No, it wasn't black and white. It was in color. The main dude was a white guy. He had white hair. They was all kind of fat. And then it was a black dude. He had a small afro.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
He had a mustache. Then they boss was a fat white dude.
a dude from the Bunkers.
Yeah, they talk about. He was in it.
Yeah, he was the boss.
Matter of fact, he was the little.
Yeah, Archie asshole. Bunker.
Yeah, he was the what's the name? But yeah, that show was good.
Yeah, that what still come on.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, that shit still come on.
Yeah, some of that shit was good though.
Yeah,
I used to watch like Three's a Company, Laverne and Shirley.
Three's a Company was good.
Three's a Company. Yo ass don't even know what Three's Company is.
I masturbated to that show.
But, hey, that was a great segue too. He said I masturbated. She said, fuck you.
We've been waiting for you. Man, Chrissy and
Darkhead, Chrissy and
damn, what was her name? Janet?
Yeah, Janet.
Chrissy and Janet. Oh my god.
She still look good. When she got older, she still looked good.
I don't know what it was about brunettes. Blondes, I didn't really care for it, but brunettes, buddy.
Buddy.
And then when the other one, I did like the other blonde, the one that used to be all smiles and...
Suzanne Summers or the one that came after?
No. The one that came after her.
Yeah.
She had bigger boobs. Yeah. When she came in, I was like, yo, this is wet. Where's my lotion?
Bow chicken fucking wow wow. And with that, I have to. I can't even do it now. But with that. But no, I just want to have this podcast, like, because we ain't freestyled in so long. So I just want to give y'all something, what y'all whistle.
We could have kept going.
But shit, man, I got to go to work in the morning. Boy, that's shit, man. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all listen to our stinking ass. Oh, now Duke gone. Look at that shit. Right on time, huh? You could be anywhere in the world, but you want to listen to us, and we appreciate y'all. For my brother Duke, my little sis Toria, I bid you peace. Just go check out the social media, Preppy Boys World, the podcast, and you'll find Duke and Toria's social. Toria, brand new, her greedy ass. She don't wanna. See how she talked to me.
You always forever talking mess shit.
Cause I'm supposed to. But y'all, I bid y'all peace, namaste, and love y'all. Peace.
Bye.
Yeah, I got something like Duke. Oh, there go Duke.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you got to say bye now. Bye. We go. We about to leave. Now, brother.
Oh, see, I got a phone call just in time.
Yeah. Yep. All right, y'all. Once again, I bid y'all peace. Namaste. Blessings. Love y'all. Peace.
Hey, hold up.
Don't you do it.
If y'all want to get in on this butt naked soup kitchen.
Oh, God.
Y'all hit me up on my socials.
Go.
I'm taking $100,000 a person. I need about five people.
All females, or you want guys with him? What?
All female. The investors can be whatever. I don't really care. But as far as like my workers, I need my workers to be beautiful women who don't mind showing a little skin. You know what I mean? It's butt naked soup kitchen for a reason. That's right. Ice in the veins, baby. Get this
that's
money.
Right. That's right.
And with that, peace, y'all. Shit.
Peace.
Bye.
Man.